Welcome to Glowcast.
Welcome to Glowcast. I'm sitting here with Con Morris of Education Scotland. Con's been very much at the forefront of the development of learning spaces in Glow. Con, could you just maybe tell us what you think a learning space is, and then maybe a bit about how you've been supporting that in your work?
Certainly, John. A learning space for me is just a place where you go online to do a particular learning experience. So, for example, it might be an interdisciplinary learning project and part of broad general education. It might be a whole set of experiences that are part of a classwork, so you do that in a class space. It might be that you are doing some sort of professional learning. You would do that in a professional learning space. So, from my point of view, a learning space on Glow is a space where one or more of the main Glow tools are combined to create that learning experience, or to create that place where learning experiences can be hosted. So a good example for me is the Early Years Learning Community, which is a space on SharePoint 365 where people can blather, where people can share resources, where people can make pledges to change their practice. But it's also got this public facing tool which is on a Glow blog, which talks to the rest of Scotland about what's happening. So the blog feeds the community and the community feeds the blog. So that's an example of a professional learning space, which, to be quite honest, is my main forte. But there are learning spaces as well that we've kind of catalogued, if you like. If you do bit.ly/learning-spaces-home, I've got that on a t-shirt I'm wearing right now, bit.ly/learning-spaces-home, but John Johnson said to use audio, and see if you're doing video, you would see this fantastic. John's just about to tell you I'm fibbing through my teeth.
Certainly not, Con. I've been admiring your t-shirt all morning. But we will, to make it easy for people, because one of the nice things about podcasts is we can put in some show notes. We will get that URL in with the show notes, and people will be able to see it.
Show notes, now he's just showing off. Right, I love it. So on this Learning Spaces home, we have got a catalogue of learning spaces, and they're not 365, they're not OneNote, they're not a blog, a wiki. The Learning Spaces catalogue is not a tools catalogue, it's a catalogue of places that you can do it. So it's got a project space, here's how you do it in a blog, here's how you do it on 365. It's got a class space, here's how you do that on a blog, here's how you do that in 365, here's how you do that using OneNote. So it's that concept of starting with the learning need and then thinking what the most appropriate tool is.
Brilliant, thanks very much, Con.
Pleasure.
You are contactable if people are interested in support.
I am, yep, you can. I'm on Twitter, but I just kind of lurk in Twitter these days. I discovered I spent my life supporting people all over the world instead of the people whose job it was. My job it was to support in Scotland at CPD Scotsman. Or you can get me on ltcmorris@glow.gov. Try that again. Can you edit that bit, John? ltcmorris@glow.gov.uk. Or you can get me on the national news feed. As one wee laddie in a Dumfries school said to me, I was down interviewing him the other day, he says, "Oh, you're Mr. Morris. I've seen you in Glow. Very impressed." So that's me.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Con.
Thanks, John.